Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The big, beautiful bill signed into law by the President of the United States in these last days. What's in it? I welcome Veronique Durigy of the Mercatus Center, George Mason University, writing very carefully about this in where it comes from, where it's going, and what is to be done. We begin with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, which I understand is the foundation for the big, beautiful bill. The good things first, because there are some positives here that might not have happened ever if not for President Trump and the Republican bare majority in the House of Representatives and the quarrelsome but eventually helpful Senate, Republican Senate. Veronique, a very good evening to you. The concern was, as I understand over years of your reporting to me, that the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 was temporary, and therefore Congress had to do nothing, and it would have gone away. And that would have been either the largest tax increase in history or one of them. Do I say that all correctly? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, you're saying this correctly. With one little amendment that the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 made permanent the reduction of the corporate income tax. And that was very important. It went from 35% to 21%. That was permanent. That was said and done. And that was not in question. And that was the most pro-growth part of that tax reform in 2017. Everything else was temporary. And so what this does is that it makes the part that was temporary, most of it permanent.
I want to go through what is now permanent that was temporary. The double standard deduction. What is that? What was that?
Well, that was a deduction that everyone takes, and its effect, and so it's basically, think about it as a zero tax bracket. Now you double the amount of income that is covered by that zero tax bracket.
I see. So that would have gone away. That would have been part of the tax hike.
Yeah, you would have still have had a standard deduction. It would have been half the size.
There was the repeal of personal exemptions. I'm not unclear what that refers to.
It's the same. It's like everyone can deduct a personal exemption.
Also, the cap on the mortgage interest deduction. That would have gone away.
Yeah. So that was a pay for. So mortgage interest deduction is a tax expenditure. And it's a very big one, and it's a way for people to deduct interest they pay on their debt. There used to be, if I believe, no limit on it, and they put a cap on it. And so that was going to go away, and that was a pay for, and that it was made permanent. The reduction in how much you can deduct from your taxes for the interest you paid on your mortgage.
And the near elimination of the alternative minimum tax and estate tax, that would have gone away and the estate tax would be back. What is the AMT? What does it do?
So alternative minimum tax is basically to make sure that rich people pay as much taxes as they can pay. So, for instance, if you it used to be something that would really only affect rich people, but it's basically a second way of calculating your taxes for people who have a lot of deductions and people in states where housing is really expensive and they have lots of mortgages and they could deduct all of this stuff, you would deduct your taxes, you would calculate your taxes the normal way like everyone else, and then you would deduct. There was a second track to deduct your, to calculate your taxes, and basically you would pay the highest one of the two. But over the years, the AMT, the alternative minimum tax, which used to really be targeting really, 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 really rich people, extended and started actually affecting a lot of higher middle class people and even some middle class people. So the alternative minimum tax, that's a very good reform. And then there was another one the estate tax.
Yes.
Making the estate tax, of course, the rate should be zero, but basically elevating the cap for which basically you don't pay a tax on your estate, because this is income that's already been taxed. It's a very good thing. And making it permanent means that basically the Democrats, if they want to change this, they're going to have to pass a law to say, no, we're gonna tax you on this.
And the National Review Online really likes this next bit. Permanent full expensing for most categories of business investment. Why that matters is that it balances the asymmetry, what it calls, between how taxes treat capital and how taxes treat labor. What does that mean?
So this is the most pro-growth aspect of the tax cuts. It's very important. So when you're a business, you can deduct immediately all your labor costs, but you can't do this for your investments and the cost of your structures. And so what the tax does, and it did this in 2017, but it was phasing it out. And since 2023, the full expensing side of the tax bill had been phasing out. So what this does is that you can deduct on the year where you make the investment, all the capital. Now, I believe that when it comes to structures, that is temporary, but it is still better than no ability to have full expensing for your structures, your investment in structures. And it's not just a way to put on an equal footing investment in labor and investment in capital. It's also an incredible incentive to invest in the U.S. This is one of those of us have been saying to President Trump, you want people to invest in manufacturing in America? Tariffs are not the way. Full expensing is the way. This is the best motivation that you can actually, especially for things that are capital intensive, you can actually spend all of that money and you can deduct them in year one instead of having to abide by some, you know, long schedule of depreciation that sometimes can run 20 years or 30 years. And of course, with inflation, it means you're not getting the same values. This is extremely important. And this is the most important part, in my opinion, of this bill.
Let me translate for the work that I do. I have a lot of electronics because I record and I take videos and I have computers in all directions. All of that purchase, I get to expense the first year I buy it. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that was 7 years or something like that before. I would have had to survive for X number of years to expense everything.
Yes. And that in the sense, if you had a research assistant and your business were could deduct the cost, the wage of your research assistant on the given day. So that puts all that investment that you're making right now on that, all that electronics on the same footing as a research assistant.
Well, that sounds logical. Why was it ever? All right. Never mind. Don't ask.
Yes.
Tax code. Okay. Now we come to a part that you've explained to me before, but I want to go over it because this is a retreat.
Yes.
The SALT. What is SALT and what happened?
SALT is a state and local tax deduction. And this was going This in 2017 was a pay for, in the same way as capping the mortgage interest deduction was a pay for. So SALT, before the 2017 tax law, you can deduct all of your state and local taxes from your federal tax bill. Effectively, it was a massive handout to taxpayers, high-income taxpayers in blue states where state and local taxes were extremely high. And so they would deduct all sorts of things. And in 2017, they capped it to $10,000. And of course, it's not no surprise that even the Republican coalition, the New York Republican in Congress were the one who lobbied along the Democrats in blue states to lift the cap to $40,000. It's really unfortunate. I understand you have to compromise in politics, but this is very unfortunate because it's an enormous handout. We have to be very clear about this. This is a very big handout to high income Americans in blue states. That's who benefits from this. And so it means in New York, you know, if Mandani ends up being the socialist mayor, basically his policies and the high taxes that he's going to charge people are going to have less of a pinch for people in New York because they can deduct them from their federal tax bill. This is really bad.
I live next to Dutchess County. Yeah. Horse farms in all directions. People who can afford a horse farm with fences and keepers and barns, they get to have $40,000 deducted from their taxes as opposed to 10. They don't need it. That's a rounding number for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, didn't anybody raise that point?
No. I mean, the Senate, the original version of the Senate bill had the cap back at 10,000. But that was basically such a sticking point, and the Democrats, the Republicans in New York and California said, we're not voting for this if you don't compromise on SALT. And, you know, I just think it's a shame, but that's that. And it's really expensive and it's very anti-pro-growth. So if you think about the growth side of the full expensing and especially making it permanent, and if you think about there are a few other pro-growth policy, you get about in the long run, one extra point of growth. Well, you cancel it entirely with the lifting of cap. It's really unfortunate.
I'm speaking to Veronique Durigi of the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. When we come back, what's wrong with the bill? This is the fun part. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.